Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is the best way to carry yourself? There are times when you're in a formal setting and you may need to be a little more polished. But generally speaking, and even in those formal places, you should be yourself. Bill Copeland said, "Try to be like the turtle, at ease in your own shell." Are you comfortable in your own shell? God made you, you. When you express yourself and let the goodness of God naturally flow out of you, it often brings out the best in others. That's the kind of impact my guest today has had on many people. Today, you'll know why. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, well, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, we're here to open up that opportunity for you, to let you know how much He loves you and knows you and that He died on the cross. Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again. And the living Christ calls you today. And for others, you might be walking with the Lord, and there are different places in the spectrum of your walk with the Lord. And our hope is that today you will be encouraged and enriched, and that this program will even be useful to you in helping you reach out to a loved one or a friend who you're trying to reach, someone that the Lord has placed on your heart. Dr. Rigby is the Senior Director of Alumni and Friend Development at Biola University. He graduated from high school in Tucson, Arizona, before moving to California to attend Biola. He received his bachelor's and master's degrees in Christian education and his PhD in education administration from Biola's Talbot School of Theology. He's the chairman of the board for Nightlight Christian Adoptions and has been honored by the Council for Advancement and Support Education. He's led campaigns to raise tens of millions of dollars for the development of Biola University's expanding initiatives during an era of tremendous growth. He's married to Julie. They have two daughters, Andrea, who's married to Chris, Brianna, and Rick and Julie have two grandchildren, Scarlett and Dominic. He's with us today. Dr. B, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. It's great to be with you on The Good Life Hawaii.
Doctor, where did you grow up?
You know, I was raised in Tucson, Arizona, about as far from Hawaii as you can get. It's dry and lots of cactus. Uh-huh. Not a lot of waterfalls in Arizona, except during monsoons. But a wonderful place to be raised, and I guess you could kind of call us a little bit like cowboys out there in Arizona.
What would you say are some of your great memories?
Boy, of being raised, I was raised in probably one of the best and strongest Christian homes a guy could ever hope for. Both my parents were believers, active in the church and involved in both youth ministry and outreaches of evangelism. So I was raised in such a strong Christian home that it really set the platform for my entire life. I had such a model of godly parents that I think Julie and I, if we just followed after our parents' models, both of our parents were believers, are believers, gave us a path to follow, I think, for our lives.
I'm so moved by your sharing of that. It seems like today, Rick, we need to put a big frame around that and sort of like display the kind of rich Christian heritage and the impact that it has on future generations. We need that kind of modeling in the 21st century. I mean, with the way that families are moving and in terms of the direction and the value systems of our society, what would you say, what was it about your parents that really stood out to you?
You know, I think for both my mom and my dad, they lived what they believed. They had a personal faith in Jesus Christ, a personal relationship with Him, and they lived that out. I years after I had moved out of the home, and in fact, I think my mom had actually passed away when I heard this story. I was told a story by a friend that shared how he had come to the Lord by the youth ministry of my mom and dad. They had actually led him to the Lord, and I had never heard the story, but he shared how they literally had been working on this couple in the neighborhood for many, many years, wanted them to know the excitement of a personal relationship with Jesus. And this couple had kind of said, no, we've got too much going on. And one evening before a church service, my mom called over and she said, we'd like you to go to church. And they said, well, yeah, there's just so much. I've got dishes to do, and I've got too much to do. And my mom said, you know, I'm going to send over one of my kids to do your dishes. You're going to church with us tonight. And this couple actually joined them at church that evening and professed a faith in Christ that night. And it really shows me that you can live out your faith in evangelism, but it takes some effort, and it takes some time, and it takes an example of living that just is so very, very powerful.
You mentioned mom and dad. You mentioned their effect on people's lives. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Great question. As I think about it, you know, my folks were influential, but I had a youth pastor that was influential in my life during my junior high school years. His name was George Rhea. And what made him so unique was that he had faith in me. He saw in me something more than I thought I could be. And he said, Rick, you can be anything that God has called you to be. You need to put your faith and trust in Him, and He will lead you forward. So it was really the ministry, the work of that youth pastor in my life that gave me confidence. It gave me a passion to serve kingdom cause. He was just such a gracious, gracious man, working well within the church structure, but also just in my own personal life, he was so very influential.
You know, the Lord has set up certain patterns that as we move forward in life, you know, one thing leads to the next. And when a child grows up in a structure, kind of a nesting structure that has a structure indeed, but a nesting where his inner self, his heart, his ambitions, his focus and direction can be cultivated. You're sharing a testimony of the kind of impact that has in a singular life. And Doctor, you're doing something there at Biola, for Biola, with Biola, that's impacting literally thousands and thousands of lives, many young people's lives. And when we come back from our break, Doctor, I'd like for you to share a little bit more about what Biola is doing. Where is Biola headed? What kind of new initiatives are taking place? But as you do, I'd like to come back and talk about your relationship with Jesus Christ, because it's all so personal, and every testimony is unique. And I want you to take us back to the place and the time and describe to us how Dr. Rigby came to a place where he made a personal relationship, a personal decision, and entered into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As you're listening today, Dr. Rigby shares from his heart, out of his life. And we ask you, what's your relationship like with Jesus Christ? Do you know him? Do you know his love? Can you relate with the kind of growth that Dr. B has had as a young boy and man? You know, you can experience that blessing too, and you'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, "Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose."
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, "Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus."
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, you ever meet a person, it could be a guy, could be a lady, meet somebody that when you meet them and talk with them, they have such faith in you and what you're able to do. Of course, in a spiritual sense, they have faith in what God has placed in you, that your faith enlarges. There's a strengthening even in your interaction with them. And each time you interact, however long it is, you always seem to advance in your life. Your life becomes better. Well, if you ever have, you can relate with me as I've met and spent time with our guest today. His name is Dr. Rigby. Dr. B is a senior director of alumni and friend development at Biola University. In fact, to find out more about Biola, you can find out at Biola, B-I-O-L-A, biola.edu. And I must also say I speak very proudly and with great appreciation and love for Biola University. And that's where I was given the great privilege of having my undergraduate and graduate education there. And also my wife, Jamie. To find out more, biola.edu. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad that you're joining us. If you're tuning in right now and are wondering if you can hear this show in its entirety, the answer is absolutely yes. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, hear this and other programs, topics of your choice, other resources, free podcasts for you. Dr. B, what happened when the time came when you personally made a decision for Christ?
Thanks, Danny. You know, I think as we had said a little bit earlier, it's amazing the influence that parents will have on the growth and development of a child. I was really led to my relationship with Jesus through my mom. She was the one that said, you know, Rick, you really need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because it will change your life. It will set you up for an amazing future. And it was the ministry of my mom that really made that difference in my life. But it was also the ministry of the church. And I would encourage your listeners, for those that maybe haven't found a local church home, find one. It's so very important for our relationship with one another as godly men and women, but it also will bring growth in your spiritual walk. It will bring encouragement to your heart, and when you gain the knowledge that Christ has for you through understanding and learning Scripture, it can radically change the way you live.
Okay. Doctor, you know, let's talk a little bit about this, because we live in a culture where we want things fast, and if we don't get something where we are, we'll go somewhere else. And there's a sort of an eclectic feel to the life patterns of the way people move about today. Let's go deeper about what you experienced in church life. What was it about being a part of a church, or what is it about being a part of a church now that has, really had an impact on you?
Yeah. Great question, Danny. Yeah, you know, I think what it is, every life, every person's life has highs and lows. We can expect it. James 1 talks about how we can expect trials and tribulations. And if you walk down those roads on your own, it can be very, very difficult. But the church is a family that can come alongside you. It's people that you can call when you're going through difficult situations. And that's what the church was and continues to be for me. It's a fellowship of believers that if you don't have it, you're missing out. And I think that's the importance, the value of involvement in a local fellowship of believers.
I think we could say it together, Doctor, to our dear listeners right now. This is a real encouragement. The relational connections of churches in church can really make a difference. And we know that, you know, we come into Christian life, we come into the church, and we've got baggage, and it's not easy. And a lot of times there's hurt that goes on even in church fellowship, church interaction. But Doctor, when that has happened for you, when there have been conflicts in the church, sometimes it could be a bit disconcerting to someone because the expectations are so high, and it could be in that point of consternation. You know, you look at disappointment, you look at disgust, you look at feeling almost betrayed, and someone might say, you know, it isn't what I thought it should be. What would you say to someone like that?
That's a great point, Danny. And I know there's frustration even within the church from some that have had difficult or tough experiences. But I think the church is much like the family, where you know even in families there will be challenges, there will be fights, and there will be discussions that may not go your way. But as a family, we are committed to living, working, loving one another. And I think that same thing is true in the church. The church is made up of sinners just like me and just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge, because mm-hmm. It's a difficult place to be, and I think human nature is that there will be challenges. We're going to live together forever in eternity in heaven, and we need to learn how to do that well now before we get there. And I think that's really important for us to remember, that the church is going to have challenges. It's going to have tough decisions to make, but we are a family. We're the family of God, and if we seek out Christ's face and his direction, those challenges can be overcome.
It kind of reminds me of this morning. I was getting ready for my first meeting, and you know, I just got back from a trip and needed help. So Jamie, you know, got the ironing board out. She's ironing my pants, pressing it, and I'm looking at him and saying, "Wow, it looks great." And it just occurs to me, Doctor, how in family we need to iron things out.
Absolutely.
Iron out the wrinkles.
Absolutely.
Iron out the creases. You know, some of you got to apply pressure. There's a little heat involved, but there's a smoothness that comes through the process, and we just can't bail.
Absolutely.
And so we encourage you, as you listen, if you're contemplating that or maybe going through a difficult time right now, hey, you know, just iron it out. Iron it out. Iron out the creases, the wrinkles. It's not going to be as easy as you thought. But you know what? In the long run, it's better than having to start all over again.
Amen.
Doctor, what would you say, you know, as you've walked with the Lord? He's obviously made tremendous difference in your life, your present and your future now. Mm-hmm. What would you say you're most passionate about?
You know, we are so blessed in this country to live a certain way, have the resources that we have. I just returned from a trip to India where we served with Operation Mobilization, we serve the Dalit people of India, the untouchables, that people group that is considered lower than the animals. They're out of the caste system. They're below the caste system. In our 14 days in Hyderabad, India, we served in a medical capacity, bringing both medicine, bringing healing through the doctors and the touch of Jesus Christ. And we brought dental service to more than 2,400 Dalit people. And that's one of our passions. As I'm there and I've served there and I've worked in the slums, we've seen how very, very difficult life is for the Dalit people. We've come to understand that God's provision and the touch of Christ through our hands in the lives of the Dalit can turn a life around. And what a privilege it was for us to spend time in India serving Christ's kingdom as his hands and his feet with the Dalit people.
You know, you went with a team, right?
Yes, team of 20.
Okay, so you go with a team of 20. And you come back with these testimonies. You shared a little bit about the Dalit and the untouchables, but we may have a difficult time in our society to relate with that. Share a little bit more about how, when we say outcasts, what do we really mean by that? What was it really like?
Well, if you're familiar at all with the caste system, if the listeners are aware of that, the caste system basically puts a level of value on certain persons because of how they were raised or where they were raised and by whom they were raised, by their family name, by the color of their skin. And it puts people into a position where without education, without a change in environment, they are locked in for their entire life into lives of desperation. The Dalit people themselves are just like you and me. You know, they have the same desires, the same loves, the same feelings that we do, but they're treated so differently by those around them because they are not valued. And in the caste system, the Dalits are those that are even lower than the animals. If a shadow of a Dalit person walking down the street touches an upper caste member, that upper caste person must go home and wash. They're considered that defiled. And we know in Christ that there is no caste system, that we are all coming to Christ from the very, very same perspective. We are all in need of Christ's salvation. In Christ, there is no caste. And that's the hope for the Dalit, as we share God's love, God's care, God's concern, and how Christ values every person, every person.
That's really a word of hope to all of us. As much to the Dalit, as much to us as to the Dalit. From the standpoint of, you know, it sounds like it could be very hopeless. They're just living in a generational cycle of hopelessness with the thought or feeling that this is the way it is and it's never going to change.
Yeah.
But you're bringing in the message that Christ can make a difference in the way that they see themselves. And you're tangibly bringing that on with the dentists, the doctors, the nurses, the care that you're bringing. Doctor, you know, I want you to, let's talk further about your mission trip to India. Bring India to our world here so we can relate and understand the deeper things. But also talk to us about Biola University. When we come back from our break, Dr. Rick B. will share with us. He's a world traveler. He works for and serves in a very substantial leadership position in one of the premier Christian education systems, the premier Christian universities in the United States, Biola University. And he'll talk to us about the school, the incredible things that are happening there, and what kind of a difference Christ is making, not only in India, but through these students, whether it's through the School of Business, the School of Nursing, the School of Psychology, the School of Theology, and so much more. These graduates are permeating our own society and societies around the world in key areas of influence, and in doing so, impacting people with the love of Christ. When we come back, you'll hear more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It's probably a little bit difficult to really grasp the reality of what it means to be given the name untouchable, someone in your family being cast off and, you know, not being accepted. I mean, if you've ever felt like a black sheep, so to speak, in a social context, you'll have a glimmer of an idea what it's like. But this is a whole people in India, in the Indian caste system, where they are literally given, like Dr. Rick B. said, less value than even animals. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And you're in for a real treat because, you know, as usual, we don't just talk about things, you know, that are on a surface area. We like to go deeper and really massage, and even if we can't extract some of the deeper meaning that can help us in our life today in a practical way. And our featured guest today is Dr. Rick B., the Senior Director of Alumni and Friend Development at Biola University. You can find out more about Biola University at biola.edu. And I'm saying that as an alumni of that great educational institution, biola.edu. To find out more about this show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. You know, you talked about education and the Dalit. When it comes to a feeling of hopelessness, which I probably would be kind of close to being on target in saying that many of them live lives of hopelessness.
Yes.
What difference could education make?
You know, education is huge in any culture, but especially for the Dalit, because without education, they have no hope of ever accomplishing or becoming anything more than the servants to the culture that they are. And because of that, one of the key areas of focus for our home church and I know Operation Mobilization is education. The Good Shepherd schools are schools that have been designed for the Dalit children that will teach them English. They will teach them technical skills, the computer skills that are important to succeed in India. And they are making a difference. These schools are somewhat small by our standards here in the U.S., but the teachers are brought in with excellence. They are prepared for really preparing these students to succeed as they graduate, and they're beginning to see success. They have students now that have graduated from the both the elementary and high school programs that are getting accepted into colleges. And many of these Dalit students would have no hope of ever getting into a school without the work of the Good Shepherd schools in India. And it's exciting to see, because it's changing the culture one person at a time. It seems like the task is so great, and yet that's where you have to start.
You touch a nerve there when you talk about one person at a time. That's the way I feel when, you know, this is called mass media, right? When we're on the radio or the internet. But I like to think that, and I think it's true in this sense. We're communicating, you, me, and the things we're talking about. We're communicating to one person. And as you're listening today, we're not talking to just masses of people. It's that we're talking to you. And more than that, what we're sharing is from the Lord Jesus himself to you. Oh, so very personal. I can see a connection between your ministry there with the Dalit in India, Hyderabad, India, to any listener today. As you listen, this is very personal. Now, Rick, you've gone back. Now, this isn't like the first time you've been to India, right?
No, sixth time, actually.
What makes you keep going back?
The need. As we observe the people, as you look into the eyes of a Dalit child, as you see the hunger in those in the slums, you realize that God has called us to work and serve the least of these. And these people are the least. They are those without any hope. And I think we understand when we observe what's happening in a culture like this, that it's our call. It's a direct work and the call of the Holy Spirit that moves us to serve in this way.
Hmm. Over a billion people in India, and the Lord, through you and your team, reaching one person at a time. I love it. Personal. One at a time. Doctor, let's get even more personal. What is it that the Lord is speaking to you about lately?
Mm-hmm. You know, God speaks to us in so many different ways, and I know I share this in class when I teach. God can use any resource to speak to you. He can use music in the church, music on radio. He can use a talk radio program like this one, Danny, where, as you say, we're speaking the words of hope and truth. And God can work in just amazing ways through the church. We have a wonderful pastor at our home church that shares weekly concepts from Scripture that I've been in the Word all my life, but new concepts from Scripture that I've never heard. God can speak through Christian brothers and sisters. I was once told by Clyde Cook, a president at Biola, when I said, "Clyde, how do I know God's direction for my life?" And he said four things. He said, "What does Scripture say about that question that you have? What does Scripture say? Does it affirm it? Does it counter Scripture? Two, what is the counsel of Christian men and women, wise counselors that can come alongside you, that can give you clear direction?" Then he said, "What's the desire of your heart?" Scripture tells us that God will put in us the desire of our heart if we seek after him. What's the desire of your heart? And then probably the most important thing he said was number four. He said, don't question in the dark what you saw clearly in the light. Don't question in the dark what you saw clearly in the light. Because we do that. We do that. It's our human nature to make a decision and then after go, oh, man, was that the right decision to make? But if you've done those other three things, then you know that you don't need to question the decision that you made.
Wow. Wow. Powerful. And sort of freeing to hear that, because I don't know if, you know, for me, sometimes I make a decision and sometimes I wonder, was that the right decision?
Yeah, yeah. We all do.
I'm glad I'm not alone. Don't question in the dark what you saw clearly in the light. Well, you've seen that happen in your life. You've applied that in your life. Doctor, have you ever had times in life where you've hit some bumps along the way? Challenges
sure.
that you faced?
Yeah.
Share some with us.
You know, I think it's as we shared from James 1, there are challenges, there are trials that come into all of our lives. And this is certainly something that that I'm no expert. I struggle like all of us do when difficult times come. But I know that God brings peace and comfort through difficult situations. Walter Brueggemann is a Bible expert, and he talks about a lesson from the Psalms, and it's very interesting to me. If you read the Psalms, there are psalms of orientation, there are psalms of disorientation, or the lament psalms, and there are psalms of reorientation, or psalms where you observe that the writer has survived the suffering, is now back on track. And as you read, an example would be like Psalms 137 that talks about the difficulties, the experience of captivity, and the experience was so difficult that the psalmist says, we hung up our harps. They couldn't even sing. It was such a difficult, tough time. They had lost their music. Mm. And some of us, I think even probably your listeners today, may feel like they've lost their music. Well, that's what the psalmist was writing about. This was one of those lament psalms. It's a time of disorientation. And you know what? What I've come to realize is that's okay. It's all right. God is there as a God of peace in the very, very difficult times of life. If it was okay to write about it in the Psalms, it's okay for us to cry out to God during the tough times. And know that God brings reorientation. God's goodness will be made known after suffering. How cool is that promise?
Hmm.
It just brings hope. It brings amazing hope for your listeners that are going through difficult times. And you know what? My prayer is for peace and knowing that God is a God of peace and goodness and recovery.
You sharing that, Doctor, is something that will, I believe, be like a salve to someone's wounded soul, an ointment on someone's broken, maybe even shattered heart, or a little bit of an ointment to ease the pain from someone who has experienced a point of being frayed in life, frayed and afraid, maybe I should say, in life because of their current situation. And the Lord sends Dr. Rick B., to share these things heart to heart with you. Dr. B is a professor at Biola University. He's also the senior director of alumni and friend development there at Biola. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, some of the things that are happening in the lives of students there at Biola and some of the amazing initiatives that God has set forth for the school to do in this era of great growth. And I guess it's important to share the things that are happening in our Christian universities today because we are cultivating the leaders of tomorrow, penetrating society. And when we come back, you're going to hear Dr. Rick B. share about that. Doctor, you've been very candid with us today, and I appreciate your forthrightness and your graciousness in the way that you've shared.
Thanks, Danny.
We'll be back with more from Dr. B. from Biola University, biola.edu. Stay with us. We got more enriching stuff, good things for you from the Lord's heart right to your heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, the Lord is a Lord of great plans, and his plans are so great, so magnanimous that they're so personal just for you. And whatever you're going through today, we're just here to encourage you to know in the big scheme of things, in the big picture, God has his hand on you. God may be working some things out through your life. It might not be easy, but there's hope. There is always hope in Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Dr. Rick B., professor there at Biola University and the senior director of alumni and friend development. to find out more about our show, to access our resources. I even have my new ebook version of Paradise Calls. We're making it available for you for free. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and give us your email address. Go ahead and subscribe and you'll get that and other resources that we'll send to you along the way. thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. B, talk to us about the great things that are happening there at Biola at this particular time. What kind of growth is Biola experiencing?
Well, Danny, you know, it's amazing time at Biola. As you know, as an alum of the school, it's one of the places that you can feel good about sending your child to go to school, because you know that their beliefs, the faith that they have when they graduate, will be stronger. We are blessed at Biola to have a faculty, staff, and student body population who are believers, who are Christians, have the same like-mindedness in their walk with the Lord. And it makes it a very, very unique campus. And it's more than just starting a class with prayer. It's the integration of faith and learning. It's learning how to be a movie producer with biblical principles. It's learning to be a business professional that does business as ministry. And it's a very unique environment. So for those parents and those students who are serious about their faith, serious about their children or about themselves, gaining a knowledge of Scripture that can radically change how they live while being prepared to be excellent in the fields that they choose, then I suggest they look at Biola. There are other good Christian schools out there, and I encourage parents to think seriously about sending their kids to a Christian higher education organization.
Now, Dr. B, there is a very distinguishing quality of Biola that Biola has held to from its inception. Mm-hmm. What is that?
You know, it's really that every person is a believer, and that the inerrancy of Scripture is held to in every classroom. The faith that our faculty have is played out in what they teach. And it makes for an environment in the classroom that is very, very special, that's very unique.
Now, you threw out a word. You threw out the word inerrancy.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to us.
Inerrancy means that Scripture is God-breathed, that the Word of God is just that. It is not the Word of man. It's the Word of our God and King, Jesus Christ. And it's unique in that Scripture is integrated into every academic pursuit. So when you're learning biology and the sciences, you learn about it from a perspective that integrates the greatness of the creation. It's a very, very different environment from what many of the state schools and secular schools teach.
So you're talking, someone gets their degree in business,
mm-hmm.
business administration. It interfaces with Scripture.
Sure. Yes. There's an importance of what Scripture teaches about honesty, about integrity, about doing business with excellence. That you don't get when you just go into a secular program.
Now, what schools, we talk about different schools, there's schools in the university, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what schools does Biola have?
Yeah, we have the undergraduate program, we have Talbot School of Theology, Rosemead School of Psychology, we have the School of Intercultural Studies, so just about School of Education, We have
School of Nursing.
School of Nursing yet, but nursing is part of the undergraduate program.
Okay.
And either pre-med or nursing, we have both.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a very, very excellent and competitive school of both pre-med and nursing. And if your listeners are interested in a career in that important field, we have an excellent program. So would encourage consideration there.
Go to biola.edu to find out more. Doctor, what's your favorite scripture verse?
A verse that's meant so much to me through the years is Romans 12:1-2. The verse says, because we're called to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is our spiritual service of worship. Verse 2 says, not to be conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds to prove what the will of God is and that which is good and acceptable and perfect. What a great passage and what a great challenge. I share with my classes that perhaps the hardest area to do this is the area of money and finance. And I teach in that area, my faith and money class. We're called to live differently than the world in this area of money and finance. And the world is telling us something different than what Scripture teaches, and we need to really live differently. But it's beyond just money. It's really how we live, and we're called to present our bodies. All aspects of us, our minds, our physical bodies, as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God. How counter to our culture is that? Radically, radically different than how the world lives.
Speaking about money, Doctor, we've got about 30 seconds. Can you say a quick prayer for someone who may be struggling financially right now?
Father, as we come before you now, I give you praise, knowing that you are a God of answers. And for those that maybe are struggling to know what the future holds, perhaps they've lost a job, or perhaps they've gotten themselves in so deep financially, we know that you are a God of answers. And
yes.
Father, I'd ask that you would give provision in amazing ways in their lives, that they would have the counsel of wise friends, that they would seek assistance in this area of finances so that they could begin to recover and be the stewards that God wants them to be. And we lay this all before you. We thank you for what you're going to do. I pray this in our Savior Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. A prayer of hope, a prayer of faith from Dr. Rick B. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith from people like Dr. B. And Doctor, I thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny. God bless you.
You know, this is the perfect time to share the love of Christ with someone near you, heart to heart. Go ahead and share. Do it. Remember to listen in weekdays and online at 24/7. Here, our shows are available for you, free podcasts at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Titus 3, verse 7 says, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Rick B. Find out more at biola.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just